Song to my dear friend Brandon Haney. I know he's here tonight. He and his beautiful wife are about to have a baby, so I'm dedicating it to Haney and the baby too. And I gotta say, in my top five list of the best things that ever happened to me, moving to Georgia was at least in the top two or three. I would not have moved here if it wasn't for Brandon. We were roommates when I first moved to Athens, and we managed a really bad Cajun restaurant together. And they closed that motherfucker down about 2 months into running it. It wasn't our fault. Promise. We would get our jobs well. Brandon caught some motherfucker stealing like tons of money and food out of there, and it still didn't. Nobody would listen to him. And next thing you know, they went bankrupt and we didn't get paid and we had to find a job and we ended up working in a really, really, really shitty restaurant owned by a bunch of motherfuckers from Buckhead. I'm sure there's some good people in Buckhead, but those motherfuckers we worked for, they suck. They suck. They suck. It was the worst job I've ever had, and I'm the poster child of working many, many bad jobs. And one day I was working there and this song just hit me. And I wrote it on the back of a pasta box while I was on the clock. So fuck 'em. Dedicate this song to my good friend Brandon. I wrote this song about another guy who has a similar name, who I used to work at another shitty job with back in Florence, Alabama. And he was a pizza cook, and he was also kind of the poster child for why you should not go home and sniff a bunch of glue while you're in junior in high school. He was the worst pizza cook I ever met, but he wrote fucking amazing gospel songs. And one day I said, "Are you like religious or something?" And he said, "Not necessarily, I just got sent to this religious rehab and that was what they had me do for my chore." I'm like, "Well, if you're gonna do a chore, do it right, motherfucker. And that's the best gospel song I've ever heard in my life." So this song goes out to him too. This song's called Dead Drunk and Naked. In the words of a young boy, sniffed a lot of glue. Mom sent me to rehab and told me what to do. You're getting that much money, the Lord picked up the tab. Made me write a love song, sitting in. Tranquilize my pains, almost killed. And you know, Jacob. damn thing. Our acoustic guitars are so loud. And if you come to see me, she would be impressed with how well I